Bishul, Perek Beis Seif Chof Dalet. A person who was over and he left and did Shehiyah on Erev Shabbos Be'issel. What is the halacha? We learn the halacha is Bein B'Shoig, Bein B'Mezid is not allowed to eat the Tavshil on Shabbos. It is more stringent than normal Bishul, which some people say about Bishul Shoigig, you're allowed to eat it on Shabbos. We take on that B'Shoigig, B'Mokim Tzeyach, the Mishnah Berurah takes on, you're allowed to eat it on Shabbos. But with Shehiyah, Chazal were Machmeh, Chazal said, even on Shoigig, you're not allowed to eat it on Shabbos. Let's see that inside. So, Vehisha Be'isef, he made a mistake and he left it Be'isu. Sif Chav Dalet. Im Tov Vehisha Kedeh Be'oifen Ha'osr. Hainu Sha'atav Shilu Egea Kemachu Ben Drusoi, Neshir Machu Ben Drusoi. Tzorech La'osir Sa'kedeh Me'ish. Mishun de b'chol rega v'rega sh'akedeh munacha s'aga be'yoresh. Oiva hu be'isa shehiya v'choy sheshim shem yichata. If he left the kedeh which hasn't come to the shehiya for levis, it hasn't come to the shehiya from Malchus ben Drusoi, why are we discussing a case that hasn't come to a shehiya Malchus ben Drusoi? Because we said before, after it comes to a shehiya Malchus ben Drusoi, you're allowed to leave it on the fire. So you won't be oiva and isa shehiya if so. So now we're discussing a case that hasn't yet come to the Shir Machu Ben Drusoi, and you left it on the fire. So you're over a Issa from Shia, if you leave it. So what do you have to do? You have to take it off the fire. Every second you leave it on the fire, you're over an Issa Drabbonon, Kach the Chazanish says, you're over an Issa Drabbonon from Shia. There, we're worried, maybe you're going to poke it up, like Chazal are worried, Shami Yechata. Maybe you're going to poke it up. Therefore, the halacha says that you have to take it off every second. Have to take it off every second. That's what the halacha says. The shaila is, as for Chaznish, maybe it would be Issa Mukta. Issa Mukta, the chura, this food you're not allowed to eat. This food you're not allowed to eat. So the chura would be Issa Mukta. Why are you allowed to take off this pot, which is mukta? Says the Chazanish that since Shehiyah is an Issa, every second you leave it on, be a problem from Shehiyah. Therefore, the Issa mukta, which is only one minute, is better than leaving it on the fire, and you'll have an Issa from Shehiyah every minute. Therefore, the Chazanish says you're allowed to be either Issa mukta, in order that you shouldn't be over an Issa every second to leave on this pot on the fire. Okay, in the footnote, he speaks about it, if the Chazanish is so poshut or not, if the Chazanish speaks about every case. Okay, in the footnote, he elaborates more about it. So if Chophei, Im lo yisis akadei meish, ba'atav shil hoi siflis, ba'shel ha'u osa ba'chilad moitza shabbat, if he didn't take it off the fire, and he left it on the fire, therefore, it got cooked on Shabbos. It's also, even if it would be by mistake, you're not allowed to eat this food on Shabbos. He says, well, what is the halacha if it came Machu Ben Drusoi before night, before Tisa Kechovin, that we learned before, it's not considered a problem altogether. Because the Chazanish says, when is the time it has to be Machu Ben Drusoi? No, there shouldn't be a problem from Shia. If it's about Tisa Kechovin, when Shabbos comes in. Not when Shabbos comes in when you're Mekavel Shabbos, not when Shabbos comes in Beshkia, when Shabbos comes in Tisa Kechovin. Therefore, if it was Machu Ben Drusoi before Tisa Kechovin, then it's got no problem altogether. If it wasn't Machu Ben Drusoi before Tisa Kechovin, then you got a problem from Shia, then you're not allowed to eat it altogether. Now, what about waiting a Moitzei Shabbos Chedei Sheyasu, the amount it takes to go and prepare it? So he says, the Mishnah Berurah says, in the footnote, he brings it down, that if it was done on purpose, we say you have to wait Machu Ben Drusoi. If it wasn't done on purpose, and you don't have to wait, not Machu Ben Drusoi, Chedei Sheyasu, if it wasn't done on purpose, you don't have to wait Chedei Sheyasu. So if Chav Vav, Omnam Kosva Poistim Shele'inyan Maisa, The Bialocha takes on a food which was made to be eaten only Shabbos morning, We don't say it is osur to eat it altogether, because consider when you, since there are shittas who hold that any food which is made for the morning has got no problem from Shia altogether, that the part of the het of Kedei Chaisa, the Oshitis will hold, any food which is made for the morning has got no problem from Shia. Therefore, Klape Issa, but the Eved Knas, we don't give a Knas when the Oshitis will say you're allowed to do it. Therefore, even though we don't take on these Shittas Lachatchila, but Klape Adin Shal Liknas, we don't make a Knas that you're not allowed to eat it if it was made to eat only in the morning. But food which is made to eat by the night, and Lachanama, we make a knas, you're not allowed to eat it altogether. The food which is made to be eaten in the morning, we don't make this knas, and we allow you to eat it. But the Eved, if you did an Issa from Shia on it, by the food from the morning, but not the food by the night, for the night.